Matthew chapter 5. But when he saw the crowds, he went up a mountain, and when he had sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, and said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted on account of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are you whenever they reproach you and persecute you, and they speak all kinds of offensive words, and lie about you on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in the heavens is great. For it is like this that they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt becomes insipid, by what can it be salted? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled on by men. You are the light of the world. A city cannot be hidden if it is located on a mountain. Nor does one light a lamp and put it under a bushel of corn, but one puts it on a lampstand, and it gives light to all those in the house. Let your light shine like this before men, so that they see your fine works and glorify your Father who is in the heavens. Do not think that I have come to annul the law or the prophets. I have not come to annul, but to fulfill. For truly, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle will pass away from the law at all, until all has taken place. So whoever breaks any one of the least of these commandments, or who teaches men to do so, will be called the least in the kingdom of the heavens, whereas it is whoever carries out and teaches the commandments who will be called great in the kingdom of the heavens. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you certainly will not go into the kingdom of the heavens. You have heard that it was said by the ancients, You shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who becomes angry with his brother without reason will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Raka, shall be liable to the Sanhedrin council, and whoever says, You fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. So if you are bringing your gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother holds something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar, and go away, and first be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Be well disposed to your opponent quickly, while you are on the way with him, in case your opponent delivers you to the judge, and the judge delivers you to the officer, and you are thrown in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will certainly not come out of there until you have repaid the last quadrans. You have heard that it has been said, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a married woman intent on lusting after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And if your right eye ensnares you, pluck it out and throw it away, for it is more profitable to you that one of your organs should perish than that your whole body should be thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand ensnares you, cut it off and throw it away, for it is more profitable to you that one of your limbs should perish than that your whole body should be thrown into Gehenna. And it has been said, Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a deed of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife, apart from by reason of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said by the ancients, you shall not swear falsely, but you will perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is the throne of God, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your speech be, yes, yes, no, no, for any more than these is of evil. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist evil, but whoever strikes you on the right cheek, turn also the other cheek to him. And as for him who wishes you to be judged, and to take your tunic, let him have your coat as well. And whoever presses you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and do not turn away from him who wishes to borrow from you. You have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbour, and you shall hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who treat you spitefully and persecute you, so that you become sons of your Father in the heavens. For he makes his sun rise on the wicked and the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not the tax collectors also do the same? And if you only greet your friends, what do you do that is exceptional? Do not the tax collectors act in this way? So be perfect, as your Father in the heavens is perfect.